the following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Mea brachas, Shmonesre of Mincha, first three brachas.
Shalom. We already learned about the brachas from the beginning of the morning through Shacharis, the brachas of breakfast, the first Suda, and brachas for things we eat in between the meals. And now we're starting the brachas of Shmona Esrei of Mincha. Mincha, we should know, is a special tefillah. And the nature of all the tefillahs are the same as the nature of eating food. That's what Kuzari points out. That just like Hashem set up a person that he needs to have nutrition which is outside of his body and he has to get it and eat it, so too, in order for us to have the proper keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also we need three times a day to have that spiritual nutrition of being mechazik again, strengthening it again, making it real again, that special nature that we have, the special kesher that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that's so special that it is the fact that we can daven to Hashem. Every nation in the world can daven, but it's not the same as us. Our tefillahs, as we said before, we're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not falling on the ground. But we're the body in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have to scream and shout when we pray. We don't have to sing even songs. You just speak with a whisper that could barely be heard. Because Hashem is so close to us. It's right in front of us. When we're staying in Shmona Esrei, we're at Admas Kodesh, standing mamish in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like a Kohen inside the Beis HaMikdash. So every time we start davening and prepare ourselves for davening, we're really preparing ourselves for a very special event which is bringing us back to the level that we really are. And the event that is helping us focus on what is life all about, what is our relationship with Hashem, how close we are to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shebechol koreinu elof, whenever we call out to Him, He's hearing. Now, of the three tefillahs, is something special that Mincha, and its name already connotates how it's so special. It's called Mincha. We know that tefillahs are keneged korbanos. There's something special about the word Mincha. Mincha is a gift offering. And the Kadmonim tell us that part of the reason why Mincha is called Mincha is because there's a certain element of a gift offering. What does that mean? A person needs a Siyata Shemaya for the course of the day and the course of the night. For that, it would suffice two tefillahs, one for the day and one for the night. And now we're covering all the needs for the day and all the needs for the night. In the middle of the day, we have another tefillah called Mincha. That tefillah is special, a gift offering. I can't go through the entire day without a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that's the way Chazal set it up. That Mincha is in the middle of the day. In the winter, it's mamish in the middle of the day. And even the summer, it's also, depending on when you start, the earliest time to have Mincha, it's still in the middle of the day. A person who goes to work, he has to take a break, a Mincha break. Just like he takes a lunch break, he has to take a Mincha break. It's not like Shacharis he can do before he starts and maybe after he's finished, before he goes to sleep. So the Mincha shows in certain ways a deeper keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu than any other tefillah. Both mitzvah the fact that the etzem, theoretically, there's less of a need for it, because I have my tefillahs of day and night tefillahs. And also by its position, that's in the middle of the day, I just have to stop everything in the middle of whatever I'm doing and stop for the tefillah. That is the best mincha, the gift offering. I'm giving up from my involvement in myself and progressing with all my goals and my aspirations and physical aspirations, projects, whatever I'm doing, and stop and recalibrate. I'm not here for myself, I'm here for Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rambam, the Gemara says that it's a special Yisrotzen, the Tavling Mincha. Eliyahu Novi was answered in his tefillah, was a tefillah for Mincha. It says it removes certain types of dinim that are in the world. The idea behind it is because we said before that the dinim comes from the physical nature of the world. Physicality is limited, and din is limited. Chesed is without any boundaries. And in the course of the day, we get more and more involved in the physical side of ourselves. And that's why we need this mincha to put us back into position. No, my essence is spirituality. My essence is Avodas Hashem. I'm doing the physical things also, whatever I have to do. But I want to mechazek myself now, what I really, what's really all about. Even a person who's spending the whole day, even if he's in a kill the whole day, there are certain things. He is more involved in physical things than he was when he's sleeping. And there are also other things, no get to the physical nature of a person. It could be his ego, his covet. And when we come to Hekosh with the tefillah, that is something that is really to put our ego in the right place. Nothing is mine, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm turning to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for all my needs. That takes us away from the running towards the Gashmi, it's making that as a goal. That takes me away from running after my ego and recognizing that if anything is to be proud of, is that I'm Eved Hashem. And that depends on how much I am being an Eved Hashem. And one of the ways showing our Abdus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the concept of the Tefillah Samincha. In the middle of the day, we take that break and we have the extra tefillah. Mishra Brua brings from Yerushalmi, three times a day a person is supposed to say, Amodani. In the morning he says, Amodani Hashem, that I was able to see the morning. And in Mincha time, he says, that Amodani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Kishem Shezichisani Lirois Kishachava V'Mizrach Kein Sakeini Lirois V'Mayrif Kein Zichisani Lirois V'Mayrif. In other words, just like I was Zichis to see the Chama the Mizrach, now that the Mincha time is arriving, it's really going towards the west, so I'm thanking Hashem that I made it through half a day. Another thing the Chazal wanted is not to take things for granted, the fact that I'm alive for another half a day is something to thank Hashem for. And we see that it's not something to take for granted. So, once again, we're starting the Shemoneh Esrei again, and as we mentioned in Shachris, the idea of the first three brachas, the Shevachim, praises of Hashem.
Kol Halashon.
The idea of the praise of Hashem is not because Hashem is looking for us to flatter Him. He doesn't need our flattering. It doesn't add anything to Him. It's to put us in the position of who am I standing in front of so that I should bespell properly. So that's in the two stages. We have the stage of going into Shemoneh Esrei, Ashrei Yeshu V'Yisecho, and then we have the first three brachas. The Ashrei Yeshu V'Yisecho we do in Mincha is in place of all the introductions that we have in Shachris and Ma'ariv. Just in Shachris and Ma'ariv, we mentioned the Gulas Mitzrayim. We mentioned the... Whereas by Mincha we don't say that, but the Ashrei is if we pay attention to what you say in the Perek of Tehillim of Ashrei, you basically describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is caring for the whole world. It's Rachum V'Chanu Toiv Hashem L'Kol to everything. It takes care of the fallenness of our entire world. So that puts us into the position also of recognizing the greatness of Hashem is all-encompassing chasodim and care for us. And the most important part of the Ashrei that we say before Mincha, Rashi says in the Gemara, is the last few ones. Which are basically specifically saying that he recognizes that Hashem listens to the tefillahs of those people that daven to him. Every calls out to Hashem listens to. Even the more so the Yireyo, the people of Yerushalayim, one has Avas Hashem at a higher level. And that sets me in the position. I'm starting davening to daven. I recognize everything's in the hand of Hashem. And I recognize more than that, that Hashem listens to every word I'm about to daven. That puts me in the position to start. That's the Hakdama to Shemoneh Esrei. Then the Shemoneh Esrei itself, the first three brachas, which I'm reminding myself of the greatness of Hashem. And the first three brachas I say by Mincha, not the first three brachas I said by Shachris. Because by first three brachas of Shachris, when I'm saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that HaGodol HaGibor V'Aloyu HaGodol the Midas Tuvah HaGodol HaChasodim Toivim, the different words I mentioned about the Chasodim of Hashem, by saying Shachris, I'm focusing on the Chasodim of Hashem. I was able to have a night of sleep, and I was able to get up again and have all the things I have in the morning. And now, in the course of the day, I went through different experiences. I have different challenges. I see different Siyat HaShemayim in the course of the day. Now I put that into my new Shemoneh Esrei and say, that Baruch Hashem, I went through the first half of the day also with seeing the Chasodim. It's the Chasodim in my physical interactions. It's the Chasodim in my Limud HaTorah, in my mitzvahs that I did. All these things are things to pay attention. Hagibur V'Anoyo, the Gibur Hashem, even though the people that are deserving punishment, Hashem has marich af. He doesn't punish right away. Very often in the course of the morning, there's certain things they didn't do the way they should have done. And dear Father, I'm thanking Hashem and Baruch Hashem. He sustained me even though I'm not behaving perfectly. I know the awe that Hashem puts on the entire world. that Baruch Hashem, Klal Yisrael survived another tkufa. Without the goyim doing what they want to do to us. It's also something to be thankful for. And it's the same with the other brachas. The second bracha, Chayim Meisim, Mechalkel Chayim Bechesed. In the course of the day, I was more involved in the Mechalkel Chayim and in the Panosa. If I'm involved in Panosa, or taking care of my needs. And now, Mikoyach, as a result of what I went through the last half a day, I have a renewed and refreshed Hakorah of how Hashem I'm healthy. Hashem has constantly been rather healthy in the last period of time. So we're saying every tefillah is unique. No tefillah can be replaced also. If a person says, I didn't have a kavanah on this tefillah, I'll make it the next tefillah. It's irreplaceable. Because the tefillah is for this specific time of the day, the specific date, the specific situation that I've been in the last period of my time. And that makes every tefillah something special. It's not just doing the same thing over and over again. I'm putting something new into the tefillah. And come on, the third bracha, Atah Kodesh, Shimcha Kodesh, Kedosh Shimcha Yom Yom HaSela. We mentioned Kedosh means that Klal Yisrael is uplifted. We're not people that just run after our physical drives. We're not just running after our egos and our Nedifas HaKovet V'Gaiva. But recognize there's something greater in Klal Yisrael. We have a Kedusha. We could be uplifted from just physicality and have a special keshu with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is, once again, it's also said with a different machshava by Mincha than it was said by Shachar. So Baruch Hashem, I went through the different things. I went through breakfast, I went through this, I went through my business dealings, interactions with people, shopping, whatever it may be, interactions with my friends. All the different things I did, and I recognize that Kedoshim, we are Christ for Kedoshim. So, Hashem, we should be zeichet, take advantage of this mincha, this gift offering, which is a very powerful tefillah, as we said, starting off with Ashrei. By the way, they have a son that say before mincha, they say the pasuk, the psukim of Korban HaTamid, because it's connected to the Tamid Shabbin Abayim, and also the psukim of the Ketores, which if one has time to say those things, it's a very fine thing to say, the Tamid and the Ketores, especially nowadays, the Shas and Hagefa. It says that the Ketores is something that protects from the Magefa. So if you take aside another 2 minutes before you start, it's one chapter of Talmud, one chapter of Ketores. And we say the Ashrei, which reminds ourselves Hashem, is the Rosh Chastri V'Tuvai, sustaining the entire world, number one. And number two, at the end of the Ashrei, we're saying that we recognize Hashem listens to every tefillah that we have. And then we go into the Shemoneh Esrei, refreshing our recognition of Kel Hagodol Givul Vanoyu, Kel Avram Yitzchak VeYaakov, that special kesher we have, and the greatness we see of Kodesh Bo and the Chassadim we have received from him in this period of the day. Yet Hashem, every mincha should be a wonderful mincha that should be accepted by Kodesh Bo Hu L'Rotzen.
Okay. Salam alte.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.